Jefferson.
WCWP, Brookville. LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Bob James's latest album is Once Upon a Time, the Lost 1965 New York Studio Sessions. It's two sessions recorded at Columbia University's Woolman Auditorium. The song that leads off this show is from the first session, recorded January 20th, 1965, my great-grandfather Sidney Moses' 65th birthday. With Bob on piano, his college friend Robert Cleve Posar on drums, and Larry Rockwell playing bass, it's the Leroy Anderson and Mitchell Parrish tune, Serenata. ...88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, and Hal Blaine keeping the beat on drums, with A Taste of Honey, the lead track on Whipped Cream and Other Delights in 1965. That song was written by Bobby Scott and Rick Marlowe for the 1960 Broadway version of the 1958 play A Taste of Honey. And not long after that, the Beatles performed a vocal version, which might explain its presence on Whipped Cream and Other Delights. Before that, Bob James with Serenata from a 1965 recording session on an album released in 2020. Once Upon a Time, the Lost 1965 New York Studio Sessions. Bob might have been the one laughing after Cleve Posar's drum solo on Serenata, which leads us to this next song by Earl Klugh. It's a cover of Neil Sedaka's Laughter in the Rain. ...88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Return to Forever with excerpt from the first movement of Heavy Metal, and that's on No Mystery in 1975. All four members of the band had a hand in writing that song: Chick Corea on piano and synthesizers, Stanley Clark on bass, Lenny White on drums, and Al DiMeola on electric guitar. Before that, Earl Klugh on acoustic guitar with Neil Sedaka's Laughter in the Rain from Earl's eponymous debut album in 1976. Lee Ridenour played electric guitar, and Lee's eventual four-play bandmate Harvey Mason was on drums. We'll go from Chick Corea's Return to Forever in this segment to his electric band leading off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
At WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
For Chick Corea, the 1970s were the decade of Return to Forever. And the 1980s marked the beginning of the Chick Corea Electric Band. This is the title track to their second album, Light Years. This is 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Dan Siegel with The Untraveled Path from Going Home in 1991. Dan played the piano and the synthesizers. Grant Geisman played lead acoustic guitar, and Michael Landau played rhythm electric guitar. Before that, the second Chick Corea band of this show, the Chick Corea Electric Band, with Light Years from Light Years in 1987. The electric band was Chick Corea on the piano and synthesizers, Eric Marienthal on saxophone, alto in this case, Frank Gambale on electric guitar, John Patitucci on bass, and Dave Weckl on drums. Chick, John, and Dave wrote Light Years. Here's electric guitarist John Scofield with a song from his 1988 album, Loud Jazz. The name of the song is I Get the Picture. All one word, like a modern-day hashtag. ¶¶ 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Richard Elliott with Up All Night, Something I Prefer Not to Be, from Soul Embrace in 1993. Richard played every instrument you heard on there, especially the tenor sax. Before that, John Scofield, who only played electric guitar on I Get the Picture, or as we'd say it today, hashtag I Get the Picture, because it's all one word, from Loud Jazz in 1988. Dennis Chambers was on drums, Don Elias on percussion, Gary Granger on bass, and Robert Aries on keyboards. David Benoit and Down to the Bone team up for the song that leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
My name is Robert. I moderate a program that I like to think is inquisitive.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, here's David Benoit with a little help from Down to the Bone. On David's 2002 album Fuzzy Logic, we find Tango in Barbados.
Hi, this is Pete the Body Bilotti from CBS Sports Radio, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Pete. That was Ronnie Jordan on guitar with At Last, but not the Etta James At Last. This one was written by Ronnie with Curtis Harmon of Pieces of a Dream, who doesn't play on At Last, the title track to Ronnie's 2003 album. Ronnie plays the guitars. Elliot Mason plays the flugelhorn and trumpet. I've seen his brother Brad perform with John Favicki as Dharma All-Stars. And Joel Campbell played the keyboards, the programming, and he arranged that ditty. Before that, David Benoit with Tango in Barbados from Fuzzy Logic in 2002. David wrote that with Stuart Wade and Neil Angeli of Down to the Bone. Stuart produced and arranged the song. Neil played keyboards, and David, of course, played piano. Hour one will end with the Rippingtons and Bill Heller on piano, and Russ Freeman on keyboards and guitar. But first, Joe McBride on piano and keyboards with Hot Chili Pepper.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with Wild Card by the Rippingtons, the title track to their 2005 album. At the time, the Rips were comprised of Russ Freeman on guitar and keyboards, Bill Heller on piano and keyboards, Kim Stone on bass, Dave Carasone on drums, percussion by Scott Bredman, and Eric Marienthal on saxophone. Eric played alto on Wild Card. It also had the horn section of Jerry Hay, Gary Grant, and Bill Reichenbach. Before that, Joe McBride with Hot Chili Pepper from Texas Rhythm Club in 2000. Featuring Todd Parsno on guitar, in addition to Joe's piano and keyboard work. Hour two begins with more piano and keyboard work from Brian Simpson on the title track to his 2018 album, Something About You.
Hi, this is Jeff Lorber. You're listening to Mike Shamari on WCWP.
And the name of the show is Instrumental Invasion. That was the Jeff Lorber Fusion with Hyperdrive from Prototype in 2017. Jeff wrote that and played all keyboards. Nathan East was on bass. Nate's four-play bandmate Chuck Loeb played melody guitar, rhythm guitar by Paul Jackson Jr., Andy Snitzer on alto sax, Gary Novak on drums, and the horn section courtesy of David Mann. We'll hear most of those guys in other songs this hour, but before Hyperdrive, we heard Something About You by Brian Simpson from the album of the same name in 2018. Brian wrote that with Steve Oliver, who was responsible for programming, while Brian, like Jeff Lorber, played piano and keyboards. The third song of this segment is from 2019, and it's by guitarist Ray Oviedo. The title is Sunset. That's it, just Sunset.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
I feel inclined to say this is Mike Shamari laughing and scratching, and we just heard Ray Oviedo with Sunset from Carousel in 2019. That featured David K. Matthews on piano and keyboards, Norbert Stachel on flutes, Andy Norell on steel pan, and a steel pan solo by Phil Hawkins. And of course, Ray Oviedo himself on guitar and additional keyboards. We've heard past and present members of 4Play throughout the show so far. Bob James, Nathan East, Lee Ritenour, Harvey Mason, and Chuck Loeb. We'll hear an actual 4Play song in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. But leading it off is Marion Meadows on soprano sax. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Dylan.
Or visit wcwp.org/civicsisdead.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
From his Secrets album in 2009, it's Marion Meadows on soprano sax with Let the Top Down. FM and WCWP.org. 4Play with Silverado from Silver without Otto in 2015. Written by Chuck Loeb, the present at the time member of 4Play, and Larry Carlton, the past member of 4Play at that point. Chuck played guitar in the left channel, and Larry played guitar in the right channel. The rest of 4Play, Bob James on piano, Nathan East on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. Plus, Chuck's Metro bandmate Mitch Foreman on organ. Before that, Marion Meadows with Let the Top Down from Secrets in 2009. Written by Mike Broning, who played keyboards and programming, and of course Marion on soprano sax. Now batting on Instrumental Invasion, number 51, Bernie Williams, center fielder, number 51. This is from his Moving Forward album in 2009, the same year as that Marion Meadows song. 3 years after retiring from baseball, having played his entire career with the New York Yankees, he should be in the Hall of Fame, but he's not yet. Maybe someday. Here he is with Mike Stern helping him out on guitar. Go For It is the title. FM and WCWP.org. Bernie Williams with Go For It from Moving Forward in 2009. Bernie played the acoustic guitar. Mike Stern played the electric guitar. Julio Fernandez also played guitar, but mainly Bernie and Mike. Elon Trotman leads off the last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Do the playlists from the music streaming services leave you cold?
Knocking on Dylan's door. Maybe one day I'll answer.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Last hour, we played Tango in Barbados by David Benoit. Now here's a man born and raised in Barbados, saxophonist Elon Trotman, covering Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up. It's 88.1 FM and it's WCWP.org. Ken Navarro with the 2018 version of Smooth Sensation from Music for Guitar and Orchestra. The original version of that was the title track to Ken's 1997 album. Before that, Elon Trotman with Got to Give It Up, a Marvin Gaye song on an all-Marvin Gaye cover album, Dear Marvin, in 2019. Here's a Michael Jackson cover from 2017 by bass guitarist Julian Vaughn, Nick Colione's nephew. The Michael Jackson song is Remember the Time. Well, I remember the time that Remember the Time was a single. I was in fifth grade. Julian Vaughn's version of Remember the Time is what you just heard. Originally done by Michael Jackson in 1991 on his Dangerous album, it was a single in early 1992. And the music video for it was 9 minutes long. The Julian Vaughn version you heard here was 5 minutes shorter, and it's from his Bonafide album in 2017, featuring Marcus Anderson on saxophone and Anthony Saunders with the vocals. We're going to end the show in 2020 with Norman Brown off his Heart to Heart album. It's Keep the Faith, which he wrote with Jeff Lorber, who played keyboards and synth bass, and he arranged the rhythm guitar, played by Paul Jackson Jr. Norman Brown plays the lead guitar, Gary Novak on drums, and the horn section by David Mann. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song of the show is Keep the Faith by Norman Brown, and I hope you keep the faith. So long.